I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Pray the Devil Back to Hell. That's the name of a new documentary film about Liberia, and tells the story of the Women in White. They were a small group of Liberian women who risked their lives for peace. The time was 2003, toward the end of Liberia's long and brutal civil war. The women sat for days at a fish market in the capital of Monrovia. They held signs saying, "We must have peace." It was a dangerous thing to do in a country where dissent often equaled death. Filmmaker Abigail Disney and Liberian activist Lema Bowie spoke to us recently. I asked Lema Bowie why she and the other Women in White took such risks for peace.
Well, first, just a point of correction. We took our lives in God's hand. We had nothing to lose. We had been humiliated. Rape was a toy of war. The female body part had no privacy anymore. Our children were being adopted before our very eyes, given AK-47, fed drugs, and sent off to the war front. Every morning we saw truckloads of young people coming back, either dead or parts of their body blown away. That was a situation that determined for us to do something desperate. We had no other option. It's either sit and be killed or continue to be abused, or do the unimaginable, and we had to step out. And that's what we did.
Why do you think you were not killed by Charles Taylor? I mean, that was kind of the end that a lot of his opponents faced.
Well, I think initially when we started, some of the word that we got out was that these are group of frustrated women. Some are looking for husbands. They are toothless bulldogs. But I can't really give an answer to that question. At this point in time, I can comfortably say it from within Taylor's closest aides and advisors. They were giving us secret calls and saying to us, don't give up. Those were some of the things that really kept us going, because people were really fed up. Some of the fighters were refusing to go on a war front, and they were being taken to prison on a daily basis. So it was just a whole thing of war fatigue on every side. And it was just this one man who decided he was going to destroy the nation. And many people could not speak out, and they saw us as the voice for speaking out. So I think it would have also been a difficult thing to say to his fighters, go and target those women for whatever.
Abigail Disney, tell me about the title of the movie. Where does the phrase "pray the devil back to hell" come from?
Well, that's a good question, because actually Lema says at one point in the film, you know, Charles Taylor was at least ostensibly a very religious man, actually, and spent a lot of time in church. And so at one point, Lema sarcastically says when we interview her that he was so religious he could pray the devil out of hell. When we thought and thought and thought about what to call this film, that one just for some reason popped out at us as a really beautiful summary of what it was that these women did manage to accomplish.
Now, the idea, Lema Bowie, to come up with these protests, you say that they came about in a dream you had. What was that dream?
It was just one of those nights I'm in bed, and I always say I have this person that talked to me, and I've never seen the face of this person as a child up until today. And it was almost like gather the women of the church to pray for peace. But I went to work, and there were a few of my church members, because I worked with the Lutheran Church at the time as a caseworker with their trauma healing program. So I said, I had this strange dream. And the women were like, okay, let's call all of the leaders of the Lutheran Church. We called them, and we realized that it was much, much more bigger than us as Lutherans. So we decided, let's invite women of other Christian churches.
And not only was it other Christian churches, you also ended up by including the mosques, the Muslim women from Monrovia. Do you think the Women in White protests would have been as successful if you had only included women from Christian churches?
I doubt if it would have been successful, because one, if you look at where the rebel groups came from, a lot of the lured leadership were people who went to the mosques. That's one.
Lured is the rebel movement. That's
yes, the Liberian United for Reconciliation and Democracy. Those were the ones who came from around the north area, and they were predominantly Muslims. But secondly, the Muslim women involvement in the protests legitimized the work that we did.
Abigail Disney, why do you think you did not know about this story of the Women in White until you went to Liberia after the Civil War, when Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was president already?
Well, that's a really important question, and there's a good reason for that, and that is because this is not how we cover war. When we went back to find archival footage of women protesting for peace, there was none. There was none. What we had was mountains and mountains of footage of boys shooting each other, men with guns, political leaders. You know, let's just face it, this is the way we report war. This is what's interesting to us about war, is the fighting. What is not glamorous is the constructive work, the day-to-day work of bringing peace to countries. This is the first filter we have on our way to history. This is how and why so many of these stories have been erased from the record. The women who naturally organize and naturally try these processes get the idea that they're doing this for the first time. They don't understand how many shoulders of how many women they could be standing on because they're not aware of what's happened in the past. That's why it was so important to make this film.
Lema Bowie, in Accra at the Peace Talks in 2003, you reached a point of undeniable frustration with the sluggishness of the Peace Talks there. You found that your final straw of protesting was to lock arms with your other women protesters at the conference hall and to start taking off your clothes. What would that have achieved?
Well, looking back, locking arms first was to keep them in the room. They were really, really not committed to the process that brought them to Accra. And they were going up to their bedrooms and giving instructions about which part of Monrovia to launch a missile attack on. And that day was one of those days where we just decided that we're going to ask all of the foreign mediators to come out, but the Liberians will stay in the room for as long as it took them to decide that they were going to give the people of Liberia the peace that they so needed. And in the process of locking them in, the security officers decided that I was obstructing a process of justice and they were going to arrest me. I thought, what more humiliation can there be than scraping naked for this group of men to know that they had really won, crossed the line like the Liberian men who were sitting at that peace table. So I decided I'm going to strip naked for them. Also, which was a curse in Africa, which is a curse for a woman to deliberately strip naked because of the pain that she's feeling. And by the time I started, they left me and ran off.
Can I add one thing about that?
Sure.
Sorry. Mm. We got a really interesting off-camera interview with one of the warlords, and I got to ask him, you know, in a war where 40% of the women have been raped and the violence had reached such levels of depravity, how is it possible that one woman threatening to strip naked could possibly make a difference? And he said to us, there wasn't one man in that room at that moment who didn't ask himself, what have I done to get us here? They were the consciences of those men.
Filmmaker Abigail Disney and Liberian activist Lema Bowie, they spoke to us about the new documentary about Liberia called Pray the Devil Back to Hell. For more on the film, which opens today nationwide in the U.S., go to theworld.org.